611 once welcome, always welcome. You're listening to Morning Devotion.
Brothers and sisters watching online and on site, good morning to you. So today we are reading Ezra chapter 5. The title I give today, Arise and Follow the Steps of God. Arise and follow the footsteps of God. That's verse 2. So Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, rose up and began to build the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. It is God's will to build the temple of God. God wants to do it, and therefore it will definitely come to pass. At the end, it will definitely come to pass. But there will be battle before that. There will be hindrance. So church building . The rebuilding of God's temple starts when God moved the heart of King Cyrus. Before King Cyrus was stirred, Prophet Isaiah and also Prophet Jeremiah's prophecy. Isaiah prophesies that King Cyrus will arise and rebuild the temple 200 years before the actual King Cyrus was moved. That was Jeremiah. So they will return 70 years after captivity. So, well, before all this happened, the word of prophets has already come. So King Cyrus issued a decree to rebuild the temple. So they returned, and then the foundation of the temple was laid. It is impossible, the whole thing. How is it possible that the most powerful king at that time he was not believing in God, but he was willing to let people return to Jerusalem and return the articles of the temple of God? It's impossible. And yet, God had predestined all this. 200 years later, it happened. So God said it before the nation was destroyed. So God's will definitely come to pass. But as soon as the foundation was laid, all kinds of hindrance surfaced. Chapter 4 tells us all the obstacles and hindrances they encounter. The work was stopped for 16 years. Why were there obstacles? Because it was a battle, it was a spiritual battle. From the physical world perspective, it was started by the King Cyrus. By political powers. It appears that the temple was rebuilt by political power. So that's why the obstacles come through political powers. So they were commanded to stop rebuilding. So, and then two kings were starting from King Cyrus, and then the next king, and then the next after King Cyrus, the next. So 16 years pass. So everyone stays in the thinking that, oh, we are told to stop. So 16 years is a long time. you can have 4 degrees after 16 years, right? It's a long time. So 16 years ago, they returned from captivity. They were zealous, but it was hard. But then after 16 years, the heart's gone cold. Now there's verse 1 of chapter 5. Then, so verses 1 and 2, the subheading is follow the prophecy of prophets. Verse 1, then the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. So here, prophesied to the Jews. Prophet Haggai was the first one to prophesy right after captivity. In 502 BC, that's 16 years before the work was stopped, then these two prophesied. So that's why we have the book of Haggai and book of Zechariah. So the prophecy of Haggai is to tell the Jews that, you know, the temple was not built, but you are focusing on your own house. You want to have more, but you lack. Why? Because you only care about your own issue, own business, but you need to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. That's the message of Haggai, the main theme of his message. That year he gave 4 prophecies. And then Zechariah, that God had chosen Zerubbabel to rebuild the temple, to do this. So the word of God came again. 70 years passed. And 70 years later, God's words came. But it's 70 years plus 16 years, so 86 years. So then they arose. They rose up, and then they follow the prophecies. Sometimes as we live our day, our lives, so we think it's just like a cycle. Or you feel like it's mundane, it's repeating every day. And then you submit to the rhythm of the world. You just keep repeating and repeating. There is no breakthrough. But the breakthrough comes with a revelation. At that time, it was the prophets, but of course, now we also receive prophecies, but your own personal revelation from God. And then we pray. And then many things will start to break through in the spiritual realm. So a while back, I was talking to my wife at home. If I had not come to Hong Kong, what would have happened to me in life? You know, my previous supervisor was awesome. He was outstanding, actually, my previous former supervisor. He was just a couple of years older than me. But not long after I started the job, he was chosen as one of the top 100 leaders who may affect Taiwan in the future. One of 100. So this is the, these 100 leaders were chosen from different sectors, different industries. So he was outstanding. But he retired just a few years ago. But he was just a couple of years older than me, remember? Once I was talking to him, and then he said that he was lying flat on his bed for a few months because his retina detached. He couldn't move. He just simply lie flat on his tummy, and he told me a lot of the struggles in the family. But he has not come to Christ. We actually have similar journeys. We have a lot of groanings. How do we break through our current situation? You need God's revelation. So I do thank God. We have received from God that we will come to Hong Kong. And we received confirmation from three other prophecies. So that's why we are here in Hong Kong. And here we testified the wonderful great work of God. We must keep up with the footstep of God. Yes, his election is irrevocable. But yes, at different times, God has different works to do. Once a brother came to find me. God called him to quit his job. That's what happened to me in the past, remember? And then God said to him, this is the last time. Because at the age of 20, God already called him. And I asked him, how old are you now? God called him at the age of 20. So now he is 50 years old. And I say, 50 is a good year. Because in the book of, in the Old Testament, the Levites served between age 25 to 50. So that's the last calling, yes. And so at the end, he went on full-time ministry. Yes, God does not take back his calling, but we must keep up with the calling of God. Even when we get on the journey, there will be obstacles, hindrances, because it is a battle by nature. There will be hindrance and obstacles. Sometimes we need to wait. Here they waited for 16 years until the prophets start again. Until we keep seeking God and God keeps telling us what the next step will be. We must keep up with the prophecies and keep up with the revelation God gives us. God can speak to us through prophecies or directly to us today. And we may pray. For a long period of time, I didn't like to pray. I don't even have time to do things, to work. Why do I want to pray? And I say, wow, why do I keep pleading with God? But now I have changed. I think, no, pray. It's good to pray. It's fun to pray. And sometimes, you know, what you prayed last night, it happens today. I thought, wow, that's so special. Yeah, God is listening to me. Through prayer, we interact with the physical world as well as God. The spiritual realm is real. As we pray to God, sometimes because it hits God's will, then it will happen straight away. And then we'll go on a peaceful way. Now, this week I'm going to Taiwan. And typhoon is hitting Taiwan. Oh no! I need to keep praying and see what happens. Last time I went to Tainan, and then the typhoon hit Tainan in the afternoon. So right after the service, we didn't even have time to eat. We just drove straight to the north. And we got away from the disastrous typhoon for 10 years. And yes, we broke through in the spiritual realm as well. So prayer is interesting. It's, then you will know that God is real. So we must keep up with the will of God. And then many things will start to move. That's verse 1 and 2. Verses 1 and 2. They rose up and began to build the house of God, which is in Jerusalem. And then verses 3 to 5. Even though we face obstacles, God will protect. Tatina, the governor of the region beyond the river, they realized, they build the temple again. They just ask a fundamental question. Who has commanded you to build this temple and finish this wall? Verse 3. Just like the Pharisees were asking Jesus, by what right are you doing this? Who gives you authority to do this? We need to have a base, a ground to do something. In the physical world, we started from the major policies of the government. But the major policies of the government were started by God, the will of God behind all this. So it's normal for them to ask this question. But the prophets know the time. They know when is the best time to start working. When the temple was stopped, the rebuilding of the temple stopped 16 years ago. Actually, many people opposing Jews were doing it, were trying to stop them. But now in 502 BC, when this happened, the same issues happened. But 16 years have passed, remember. All the opposition forces, people, either retired or moved to another places. Now is the right time. When the governor asked this question, he is more neutral, actually. So the Eastern Jews had a good explanation. King Solomon commanded us to build a temple, but we rebelled. We were delivered into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. And then King Cyrus started again. So it's a very clear line what happened. So the governor was not sure, is it fact or not fact? So the governor didn't know whether to stop them or not to stop them. So he wrote a letter to Darius the king. Now this is God's favor as well. Verse 5, but the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews so that they could not make them cease till a report could go to Darius. Verse 5. Yes, they could. He could have made them cease, but he didn't. So this is a protection of God. Yes, there is hindrance, obstacles, but if our revelation is clear, you know how this event unfolds, how it starts, how it changes, the twists and turns, then God's protection will continue. Even though there are obstacles, they are protected. The third paragraph, verses 6 to 17, there's the letter from Tatenai to King Darius. So this tells us the letter. The subheading will be, God's will restore. The will of God will be restored. Yes, when we follow God, there will be miracles. And there will be obstacles. But because there are obstacles, there are miracles. So we keep interacting with God. Then you know that you are part of God's plan. You are part of the changes in the world. So recently, we have moved a few co-workers from Tainan to Kaohsiung. I will put this a simple way. So firstly, Pastor Joshua and Simo got up, they talked to each other, and there were confirmation in the conversation. And the co-workers who were going to be moved to Kaohsiung. But when the branch church, the Kaohsiung senior pastor came to Hong Kong, before that, he felt that there will be changes in personnel. And the couples have decided. And then the senior pastor said, whoever Pastor Joshua and Simo send to them, they will receive. And then after Tainan co-workers left, then co-workers from Taipei moved to Tainan. So 2 or 3 days before the change in personnel, then a prophet speaks to the co-workers in Taipei. Within a couple of days, you will go to a new branch church. So God is leading in every single details. Besides that, we still have a lot of confirmation, affirmation. So Pastor Joshua and Simo decided to tell us. So they want to do a video call in Taiwan airport. He said, they didn't tell us anything, just say, I need to video call you. We were in the restaurant, you know, Cha Chan Tang, and then enjoying our meal. And then we returned straight away. And on our way back to, we didn't know what happened, but and I said, I mentioned two people's name. I think they are related, this is related to these people, these two people. So they were moved to Tainan, okay. No names, okay. So see, now Jason Wang, me, is one of the prophets. So we have a lot of affirmation, confirmation. When we follow the work of God, fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not doubt what you have received, what you believed. Yeah, we can be wrong, yes. But as we keep interacting with God, then the prompting will be more and more clear. Because the will of God has a certain ways we will know. And then we can confirm each other. If you do one thing but your spouse doesn't agree, then the time is not right. You need to wait for the timing, and you need to pray. But everything that we do, it is like confirming each other. So maybe on the outside, it feels like it's not smooth, but you know that God is leading you. Because you know that God is guiding you, leading you, we then be bold and rise up, and then follow His step. After you take the first step, then if you follow the first step, the second step will come, the direction. If you never take the first step, then God cannot do anything. When Abraham left his land, his people, he didn't know where he was going. God said, you left first. When you left, after you left, I will tell you where to go. But God never told him where to go. But he keeps wandering, and then one day he reaches a point, and then God said, here you are, this is the place. I brought you here. And then God will continue to guide and lead. May God help us. We must keep up with the steps of God. It's exciting, and it's something that we look forward to. Yes, there are battles, we need to pray. And because of this, we will see miracles. May God help us. Let's worship our God. And that's the end of our message today. Let's arise and worship our God.
I found a commentary that is talking about that, and I enjoyed it.
Let's loudly praise our God because He overcomes death. Once again, we exalt you, God. You are the King of Kings. You overcome darkness and death. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we praise you. Almighty God, we praise you. You are King of Kings and you are Lord of Lords. As your word is released, it will not return to you void, and we praise you. So brothers and sisters, let's all open our mouth and loudly we praise our God. He is faithful. Whatever He says, it will come to pass. Let's loudly declare whatever. You feel like God is not hearing your prayer, but today, God, through the word of God will not return to Him void. Let's loudly just open our mouths and praise God, who will accomplish all things for us. Lord, we praise you. Everything you say will come to pass. You are good God. By you, we stand before you. We praise you and worship you. Whatever you say goes. Your word never goes away. Your promises over our lives will always come to pass. Yes, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. In the past, you used Jason to write a recommendation letter so that Deborah can come to Hong Kong. And she was able to get the work visa. So to human, it's impossible. But in the name of Jesus, whatever you want to do in Hong Kong will definitely come to pass. Let's praise our God, because whatever we think is impossible, we believe that as we praise God, He will come to pass. You feel like, no, how can I praise God? I have prayed for so long, and yet you continue to praise God. The Jews waited 16 years. When the word of the prophets come, then everything starts to happen. Maybe you have prayed for a long, long time, and it has not happened. You feel like there is no result. But let our praise open the gates of heaven. So we say hallelujah 3 times, and then you just praise God for whatever you think is impossible. My destiny, my vision, it has not opened. But as we praise God in faith, I believe you. Whatever is impossible, you will open the way for me. I believe the way is laid behind me. As we declare that, we will encounter God's faithfulness. And we just praise. We believe that God has worked and He will continue to work for whatever we consider impossible. Lord, we thank you for the promises you have given each of us. Each of us is chosen by you. We may face hindrance, obstacles, just like the Jews in the past. They waited 70 years and then 16 years, but yet you are still at work. Your hand is moving. Your will in our lives will definitely come to pass. Now, two by two, and share what promises God has given you in over your life, but what obstacles are you facing? So two by two, the promises you have God has given you and they are not yet happened, and then just share with one another, please. Two by two. As we pray, it will move in the physical and the spiritual realms. So let's pray. Let's pray for one another now. God, you hear our declaration of your promises, your destiny over our lives. Even though we face difficulties, we face hindrance, just like the Jews, but we believe, God, we believe. You hear our prayer. All your promises, your will over our lives, we believe, and we pray. May your will be done, God. with our worship, we declare to our God, we arise and then praise our God and say that we believe. We know that your name is guiding us. We do not rely on ourselves. We pray we will see miracles. Let's lift up our hands. We believe. We do not do it by our might, our power, but we do it by your own, by your spirit. You are the real God. Your miracles are real. Brothers and sisters, as we share just now what we have received, the prophecy we have received, the revelation we have received, the will of God, we see obstacles as well. Maybe we are disappointed, maybe we are weak, but God is faithful. So today, God wants to restore those who have lost their passion that I have received so long ago, your promises. I've waited 1 year after year after year. Now 10 years have passed, and it may be just like the Jews, 16 years, or over 16 years, your promises have not come true. But God, then, that they have waited 16 years, then the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, the son of Iddo, prophets prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them. Now with the word of God, God will comfort us, encourage us. If you have lost the passion, you have waited for this promise for so long. Yes, God, you have promised me. Why has it not come to pass? You have forgotten about this. If that's you, come to the front. Now today, God will give you the word of God again. If you are disappointed, you are weak, you have no strength, that you have forgotten about the promises God has for you. Maybe in the past, you really make your way to pursue God. But time and time again, year after year, you have not seen your promise come true. Maybe you're watching online, then you put your hand over your heart. God will give us his words today. Come to the front. So co-workers, preacher, Bible school students, as long as you have the gift of prophecy, you can come to the front. We ask our co-workers, our preacher, our Bible school students, that you can hear the word of God today through you. God will comfort our brothers and sisters who stand in the front. Tell God your desperation, your despair. And you say, I have waited for so long, but I can see nothing. I have lost that passion and faith. I can't trust anymore. I don't believe that this prophecy will come to pass. If you are a cell leader, as long as you have the gifts of prophecies, Please come to the front and minister to our brothers and sisters and give them the word of God and strengthen them. Now they're to a point that they have no more strength, but your promises is big. And then we have lost our passion for you. We need your word. May you speak to us. Now you can start to minister. Start to minister to our brothers and sisters. Give them the word of God. God will speak to them through you. God, you see their tears. They appear to be helpless and hopeless. Help them, Lord. If you're watching online, please lay hand on your heart. Holy Spirit, we ask that even though they're not here on site, but your word still comes to them. We still need some more people in the front. May your word come to our brothers and sisters and you strengthen them. May your spirit come powerfully on them. And give them your healing, Lord. Today we are receiving your word again, just like in the past. You sent Haggai and Zechariah. You sent your prophets to strengthen them, to strengthen the Jews, so they know that your promise will never return to them void. So today your words come again to our brothers and sisters. We kindle their hope, their faith, their love for you. In the name of Jesus, I declare the disappointment in them, that helpless, strength, powerless to leave our brothers and sisters, to leave our brothers and sisters, to leave our brothers and sisters. Today, God is speaking to us. God is strengthening us through His Word. Let's all stand and worship our God. Let's declare the Word of God. You are the solid rock, you are the real God, and we praise you a lot. And we praise you, and we believe you. We need to arise and follow, keep up the step of God. We keep up the prophets, the prophecies. So Pastor Deborah has prophesied a lot. And recently, she says that there will be a door to it, to the gospel open for us. And we will manifest the power of God. So do you long to see the miracles of God happen in our church? The lame will walk. The blind will see. Do you believe that? The prophet says that, yes, the church will manifest God's signs and wonders. Do you believe that? Now, two by two, and we pray over this prophecy, whatever God has promised to happen in the church, that first of all, the door of gospel will be open, more and more people will come. The unreached will come. And secondly, God will manifest His power through the church. And we declare that God's power here, because people longing for Him are here. Let's take turn and then pray for these prophecies. Lord, may you soften our hearts and let your flock come into our church. And you also bring us the workers for these people. Lord, children, youth, Mercy House, Elder Church, we will harvest for you. Let the soul be saved. Verse 5, but the eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews, so that they could not make them cease till a report could go to Darius. The eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews. Let's close our eyes. The eye of their God was upon the elders of the Jews. Lord, your eye, let us see your eye, is upon us. Your eyes is upon the church. We are your people. We are the tree of life connected with you. We are the leaves that can heal the nations. Your Spirit fill us, Lord, and touch us. We will be filled with your life. Break through all the hindrance from the world. Increase our faith. Holy Spirit, increase our faith. Faith in God's words. Faith in your work. How you bring the captives back in the name of Jesus. Today you will do the same. We will return, the captives will return. Our temple will be rebuilt. The temple of our church will be rebuilt. The visions you have given us, we will become the one who rule over all things. The earth will be rebuilt by you. Use us. Brothers and sisters, let's stretch out our hands. God, use us, anoint us, anoint us. Whatever the work of the enemy is, in the name of Jesus, I declare, the eye of God is upon us. The eye of God is upon us. The work of our hands will not cease. The work of our hand will not cease. With your power, with your command, the earthly powers will work for the church. In the name of Jesus, I bless each one here. In the name of Jesus, the work of your hand will prosper. Let's all say amen. All glory to our Jesus. That's the end of our meeting. See you tomorrow.